3J coupling. To predict the multiplicity, which means the number of peaks in our signal, we're going to use a rule called the N plus 1 rule. The N plus 1 rule says that we consider the number of hydrogens on an adjacent carbon. So in this case here, I'm looking at the CH3 signal, and that's the A group. We then look at the carbon next door, and we count the number of hydrogens that are chemically equivalent. So in the case of this particular molecule, we have got one hydrogen on the adjacent carbon, so this is the HB. So in our rule, the M value is 1. 1 plus 1 is 2. So we expect then the signal for the CH3 group to be a doublet. We look then at the B signal, which is occurring at chemical shift 6 ppm. On the adjacent carbon, we have got 3 protons, so N equals 3. 3 plus 1 is 4. So our B signal then is going to be a quartet. That will be its multiplicity.